Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Pat with North Coast Food Web, working to build healthy communities and a vibrant economy through food and agriculture. And joining us today are Jennifer and Chris Holen from Baked Alaska. Several fun things to talk about this morning with these two joining us. Thanks so much for being here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Delighted to have you both here. So when we talk about North Coast Food Web, we talk about our mission being creating a healthy economy through food and agriculture. And I don't know, in my mind, nothing contributes to a food economy more than what's happening in restaurants. And you guys have been part of that restaurant scene here in Astoria for how long now?
Yeah, we're just creeping up on April. Well, 15 years.
Wow.
Whatever, 15 years. We opened our first place in summer of 2000.
That's incredible.
I know, right?
So I just think about how much Astoria has changed in those 15 years, not just the restaurant scene, but just Astoria in general. So what drew you to the North Coast?
We were just driving through, you know, same story as many, you know, the Volkswagen van broke down, pulling through Astoria.
No, we were actually on our honeymoon when we came through.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And you fell in love with the place? And
Yeah. We got married in May 2000 in Arizona. I was going to culinary school down there, and we left there and headed to Alaska for the summer. And one morning, early June 2000, we pulled into a little sleepy Astoria, Oregon, and just there was this overwhelming, you know, epiphany. I think it was, you know, it was that simultaneous thought process. Mm-hmm. We just looked at each other and said, we got to move here.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so I love, too, that you seem to have brought your families along with you.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they're
Did
all...
Did they follow?
Sort of, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, sort of. Jen's folks had a property over in Nacelle, Washington, that they'd thought about moving to for years. So they moved down and put a house on it and from Seattle.
When they retired, it was their retirement property. So we were able to stay there for the first 5 years of our restaurant business. And so that was
we commuted.
Super helpful. Yes, we did.
Minus the traffic.
Yeah, that's not a bad commute looping around
traffic.
The river, right?
Yeah, actually, it wasn't bad
beautiful.
At all. It was beautiful every day.
Yeah.
My folks moved here. You know, I'm from Alaska, and you know, my mom had that. She said, you know what? One more earthquake, you know, one more volcanic eruption, we're out of here. And there it was. And so they bought a beautiful 1913 John Wick's home, just actually right up the hill from the station here.
Yeah.
And they've been here for a number of years now. They're loving it.
Awesome. And I know your mom is really active in Master Gardeners, and so we connect with her that way sometimes, too. That's great. So, like I mentioned, 15 years ago, Astoria was kind of a little bit of a different place. So when you think about the restaurant scene, what do you see? How do you see that evolving? Like, what's happening?
Holy cow. I don't even know. It's night and day. I mean, I didn't think we'd ever see something like that happen. I mean, 15 years, it's like this
there
amazing
some...
evolution, or you might even say revolution, you know?
Right. There are some serious mainstays that were all opening around the same time as, you know, we arrived. And you have the Silver Salmon, you have Tea Paul's had opened up the year before.
All still open, which is awesome.
Right, which is, you know, fantastic. And and it brings more people. The more the merrier.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but Sunset Magazine, again, this month, a spread on Astoria.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and highlighting the brew pubs and mentioning a couple of restaurants and a little bit of the shops, but it was like a two-page, maybe three-page spread on Astoria.
Yeah, so we're constantly moving forward here. You know?
Yeah, pulling more and more people. So understand you might have some exciting news to share about what's happening at Baked Alaska.
Oh, we were just discussing, you know, before about the kitchen being open and the first cooking class cycle getting finished at the Food Web, and we're working on our own little project. We're adding an event space literally next door to Baked Alaska that's in the design process right now, but we're adding a space that'll accommodate approximately 60 people with a full demonstration kitchen, a very food driven space for events. It's basically an expansion of our premises. It'd be referred to as the Baked Alaska Annex for the moment, which, you know, is not just for events, but it is a food-driven space. You know, events where people want to watch. You know, where it's different. You don't just you know, we do a lot of catering. Where, you know, you roll up, you set up this buffet table, people eat, you bust the tables, and you leave. Well, this will be, they're going to show up, and we'll be cooking in front of everybody.
Interactive.
It's interactive. You know, regardless of the event, that's the whole point, is that we're going to cook in front of you.
Now, I love that. I know how popular EVOO is down in Cannon Beach. Mm-hmm. And there's just such a draw. And with more and more people coming into Astoria and looking for food-related things specifically, it just seems like the timing is really fabulous to do something like that.
Yeah, and I think we're filling a niche, too, that, you know, it's that group size of, you know, 40 to 60 people. You know, there's a number of spaces that accommodate 100 and 150, 200. But, you know, that and being right next door to us, we felt that, you know, our business has a need for it, but so does the community.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. And so you've got quite a talented team over there at Baked Alaska.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're, some of these guys got mad skills. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say. So a new menu, maybe?
We have a new menu that just launched last Wednesday. So some of the highlights include, let's see.
Oh, geez, what are we doing? Lots of cool stuff.
I know the seared.
Braised endives and seared albacore, nice local sashimi grade stuff.
That's my favorite so far. I haven't tasted everything yet, though.
We got a little wild boar.
Do you really?
Bolognese style.
Oh, that sounds delish.
Yeah, rainbow trout.
Rainbow trout.
What are we doing? Well, it's just, you know, we try to
roasted cauliflower.
Change with the season. Oh, yeah.
Brussels sprouts are back.
In case you didn't know, cauliflower's back. Brussels sprouts are back for everyone who's been waiting.
Yes. Tom will be thrilled to hear Brussels sprouts. That's exciting. All right. So lots happening in the restaurant itself and lots of changes for you guys. And I know in the almost 4 years that Tom and I've been here, I know it's like it goes by in the blink of an eye. Yeah.
Crazy.
We are always seeing you guys involved in things. And certainly the Brew Cup was one of those big things. And that's turned into just this amazing event and a fundraiser for ADHDA, which is great. And then the other thing is Iron Chef. And I'm so excited that I actually am going this year for the first time. I don't have to work. Woohoo!
I'm so excited for you.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it. Food dork that I am. I'll have a good time there. So, Jennifer, I'm so glad that you could be here to talk a little bit about Iron Chef. So maybe for people that don't know about it, could you talk a little bit about what it is and how it got started? And
well, our first one was actually held at the Loft in 2008. And it was so crowded and so, like, just wall to wall. It was almost uncomfortable, but it was awesome. And so the next year we leaped all the way to the Seaside Convention Center because we needed a bigger.
That's quite a leap.
It's quite a leap. And it was the right one. Yeah. Here we are, you know, 8 years later. So the idea is that we have our own Iron Chef competition, live competition. It's an interactive show. We have two teams of chefs, and they will draw knives that right before the competition for their teams. So they don't really know who they're competing with or against. So that's a fun twist.
Say a little bit more. What does that mean to draw knives?
So we'll have like a knife block and they actually draw knives like on, I don't know, Top Chef does that or you know, the knife challenge. So they will, the two that have the matching knives will be teamed together.
Aha.
And so they will have one, or they'll have what? Like 5 minutes.
Have about 5 minutes.
To develop a menu.
To come up with a game plan.
So right after they choose, their teams are decided, then the secret ingredient will be revealed. And they have 1 hour to prepare three courses for our judges panel.
And do they have to use that secret ingredient in all three courses?
In all three courses. Uh-huh. So, yes. Yeah, so there's, and then our judges panel this year, we have Senator Betsy Johnson. We have Kevin Lacoste of U.S. Bank, which U.S. Bank is one of our presenting sponsors.
Nice.
We also have Chef Chris Allen of Food Service of America, another presenting sponsor. And we're welcoming back Vitaly Paley
of
Paley's
awesome.
Place, who is also an Iron Chef America winner. So
yeah.
And we're just super
excited.
That's one
of my favorite
restaurants. And they also
won the real, he actually won the real Iron Chef. He beat Jose Garces.
Yeah.
And his restaurant, Imperial, just received the Restaurant of the Year award from the Willamette Weekly. So that was very exciting.
Yeah.
And then there's one more judge's spot that is open for the highest bidder. So you could be a judge tomorrow night and be able to taste the six dishes, you know, the three courses from each team. So that is a very that starts at 6:15 for the bidding.
So that goes up for auction. That goes right
up for
there,
auction right at
somebody comes from the audience
yes.
and is
that's the
into
best
the
auction
judge.
Item available. That's
it
so
is awesome.
You could so, be a judge.
So yes, I, keep
so I'm
that
just
in
thinking
mind.
About that. You know, lots of people that watch cooking shows on TV watch all these different things and thinking, oh. Either they want to be the person who's competing or they want to be the person who's in the seat to do the judging and the tasting and the
yes.
critiquing. And
yes.
Yeah. That, oh,
so
that
we have that
really
opportunity
fun.
Available tomorrow.
Yeah.
And again, it all goes towards the Iron Chef Supports is an event put on by the United Way of Clatsop County. Mm-hmm. So all of the money raised tomorrow night will go to all of the agents, the 12 agencies that are supported by United Way.
So that's the thing that I thought was really compelling about this. You have all of these restaurants, all of these great chefs competing at this event. And you were saying that everything, absolutely everything is donated.
So in addition to our four competing chefs who donate their time and talent for entertainment and, you know, just this yeah. awesome show, we also have 9 People's Choice restaurants and 6 People's or Best Dessert. I guess they're the dessert category. All, so that's 15 restaurants right there that have donated 100% of their time and product for this event.
That's big.
So it's huge. It's yeah. huge. And then all of the food that is used up for the competition part for the live stage is also donated. Food Service of America is a huge sponsor of this event. We also have great donations from, let's see, Graziano. There's Produce Plus, Ocean Beauty. I know I'm forgetting a couple. Let's see here. But they're all so, I mean, they're all so generous with their donations.
Yeah, that's really incredible. Well. So for people that might not have heard about this event or are looking for more information, where do we go to find out details?
So tickets are available at this point online at brownpapertickets.com. And we also have a few tickets still available at Baked Alaska and at U.S. Bank. But we're really getting close to, you know, there might be a few at the door. But we're really trying to drive traffic to the website, the Brown yeah. Paper Tickets, because it's just easier to manage when you get to this point.
Sure.
So we have about 9 reserve seating left,
and
which
you,
means
yeah,
you
if
get
you
in.
If you wait until you get to the door, there's a chance you may not get in.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just and general admission. We still, you know, it's always so hard. I don't want to ever turn anyone away, but we've only asked them to provide food for 600 people. So, you know,
that's a big ask.
Right. So,
that's a big ask.
But it's very exciting. Very
and the event exciting. Is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at the Seaside Convention Center. The doors open at 5 p.m. General admission opens at 6. There's an amazing silent auction with chef experiences. There's, we also just had a donation of a rental for the loft and the special. And there's also lots of different staycation packages and fishing packages. All of our agencies.
Wow.
Went out, they teamed together and found donations for the silent auction as well. So all of the agencies that United Way supports are very interactive in this
That's
event as
great.
Well.
You might be able to bid on a chef experience at the new Baked Alaska Annex. You'll just have to wait and see.
Ooh, a little tease there, guys. Let's get online and get those tickets.
Yes.
So one of the things I'm curious about, I saw the list of restaurants that are going to be there, people
yes.
that are participating in the People's Choice. Like, how are those selected?
Well, we have actually about half are returning from previous years, and then we have some newcomers to the stage, which is awesome. So returning, we have Twisted Fish from Seaside. We have Drina Daisy of Astoria, the Bridgewater Bistro Astoria, Cannon Beach Hardware, Cannon Beach. Cannon Beach Hardware. And let's see here. I've got the whole list here.
That may sound funny to some people, that's Cannon Beach Hardware, but if you haven't checked it out yet, you got to go.
So fun. Yes. Maggie's on the Prom right in Seaside. And then new to the Iron Chef People's Choice Competition, we have Pickled Fish, although they've been with us a couple of years ago, but they're returning. Sweet Basil's from Cannon Beach.
Yeah,
we're super
that's
excited.
Great.
John So's food's fantastic.
The Cove He's Restaurant wonderful. Out of Long Beach. They've been having
it's
awesome write-ups.
The golf course out there. Mm-hmm. That's Jason Lancaster. In fact, he's competed before on behalf of a different restaurant. He's a talented fella.
Yeah.
And then we also have Fulio's is joining for the first time. So we're super excited. We just have this amazing restaurant community here.
Yeah.
And then in the dessert categories, Baked Alaska will be competing for dessert again this year. We have a new pastry chef, so that's pretty exciting see what she's going to be coming up with. We have the Christian Culinary Academy out of Cannon Beach, the Epic Supper Club, which is Jonathan Hoffman, who is one of the competitors. So it's his the Epic Supper Club. And then we have Sea Star Gelato from Seaside. Is new. Newman's at 988 and Three Cups Coffee, which I just love them. And they are, they've been a part of it actually since the beginning, I believe, too. So we're so excited and so fortunate. I just feel really, really lucky to be in a community that just really supports one another. So.
Yeah, this community does that incredibly well. Yes. And this is just one wonderful example of that. I do want to pause just for a quick second for a little station identification, let you know you're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5, streaming live at coastradio.org, or you might be listening on the TuneIn app on the mobile device of your choice. And we've been talking a little bit about what's happening at Baked Alaska, some exciting things going on there, and talking about Iron Chef. I'm so looking forward to the event tomorrow night. Sounds like a great opportunity to see some fabulous cooking in action, try some delicious food, get an opportunity to judge for yourself what you think deserves some awards, some great auction items coming up, and it supports a really good cause. What a fabulous combination.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
There's also another auction item. So if you're not as brave to be up on stage, you can also bid on one of the three courses from the chef. So they make six plates of each. So the five go up to the judges, and then there's one that's available for auction as well. So,
fun.
Lots of opportunities.
Lots of opportunities to contribute to a really wonderful cause. So there's so many things going on here. And I realize, too, that one of the things that I want to spend some time talking about, because we're so passionate about teaching and helping people learn how to eat healthier, eat good, local, wonderful food, and how to prepare it in their own kitchens. And Chris, I know you've done some things at the farmers market in the past, taking people on tours through the market and gathering food and taking it back and cooking. And now you're doing something new and exciting. Is it at Seaside High School with their culinary program?
Yeah. This is my second year teaching the culinary program at Seaside High School. It's
that's amazing.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a challenge every day.
Teaching high school kids to cook.
You don't know what you're going to get when you show up to school, but it's it's good. It's we're having a fun time. I have a lot of motivated kids that may or may not choose the culinary arts as their career, but they are going to gain some skills in that avenue. As well as, I spend a lot of my time just teaching general kind of job skills, like how to show up to work. That kind
of thing. On time.
Yeah. So whether or not they pursue the culinary career, they're going to learn some skills about, the importance of, work ethic and things like that. So it'll make them, some of these kids may go on to college and some may go right into the workforce. The program was started a few years ago to try to, if you will, cultivate or grow people for the hospitality industry in Clatsop County. And there's a number. I have students from last year. I have one student that's currently at the Stephanie Inn dining room. I have I have a student that will begin, I believe, this week at Oregon Culinary Institute to pursue a degree. So there's a lot of great great things coming out of this.
Yeah. So you run a really successful restaurant, and you've not too long ago went through an expansion of the restaurant and added the pizzeria, and now you're doing
still, you know.
You see where I'm going with this.
We don't want to get bored. You know, the teaching opportunity came about from my our good friend, John Newman. John and Sandy Newman of Newman's 988. We've been friends for a number of years, and he taught the program 2 years prior, the 2 years prior to me taking over. He called me one day, and he said, you know, I have some other professional opportunities. You need to take over this class. Basically, he said, you're going to take over this class. So I said, you know what? Sure.
It wasn't a yes or no opportunity.
Well, you know, after the first month, I basically I said, you can't ever have it back now because I'm loving it so much.
So what is it you're finding most rewarding about teaching high school kids about food?
What is the most rewarding thing? You know, I see that, you know, not to sound cliche, but there's that aha moment.
I totally get it.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, we made chowder, for example. We did, you know, soups, sauces, and stocks for about 2 weeks. And we made, you know, veal stock, chicken stock. We even made like an actual, you know, fish fumet from cod, local cod bones, carcasses, if you will. And then turned that into things. You know, like last Wednesday, we, in four different groups, made clam chowder using our real fish stock, you know, clam juice, et cetera. And you know, it's like that, wow, this is really good. You know, I was kind of freaking them out with the whole, you know, cod bones
thing. Yeah.
And then in the finished product, they're like, wow, this is really good, you know. And, you know, a part of the program, too, is, you know, I want to teach these kids that you can advertise all you want in this industry. You could put all the newspaper ads and do all the radio ads you want. But the thing about this business and this community is getting out and just being involved in it. And that's the biggest thing. And it's not about self-promotion. It's about being involved in it and doing the right thing and just giving a heck, if you will. I don't know if she had a bleep. I was going to say something else. But that's the whole point, you know. So on Wednesday, after we made chowder, we actually, everybody ate some, and we combined it all together, and we went down and did the Windermere Foundation event at the Natural Nook, you know, for a nonprofit. It was like, you know, so I took two students there, and that kind of tried to drive the point home.
Nice.
You know? So that's part of it, being involved in a community that we're so lucky to live in.
Yeah.
And we'll actually have some of those students to help out at Iron Chef tomorrow night,
great.
Too.
Yeah, we have like six students that are coming. And
also from the Tongue Point.
And from Job Corps.
Yeah, oh, awesome.
As well. So.
Yeah, so we're going to break them up in teams. You know, Harley Badger, the instructor, super awesome guy at Job
great.
Corps.
That's an awesome program out there. They're doing some really incredible work.
They are.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So
yet another example of people from different walks of life coming together and doing something around food. It's just such a great common denominator.
It does really, you know, bring – tomorrow night is going to be such a culmination of different all, you know, from all of the agencies being involved to the contributors to people that just enjoy food. And, I mean, it will be – this huge, you know, dining room table, as you say, you know, and it'll be just a fantastic evening of
just
giving.
It epitomizes why we live here. You know, like we're never leaving. Like this whole town, I mean, this area is just, we're lucky to live here.
Yeah, it really is an extraordinary place.
Yeah.
There is something special here. So one of the things that I always enjoy talking about when we have a chef on the show, because, you know, I think sometimes people imagine, wow, you must eat really good at home. And of course, what we find over and over again, when you ask a chef what they cook at home or if they cook at home, it's frequently a no. What's in the refrigerator is always interesting.
I see where
you
this is
have
going.
A family.
I see where this is going.
So, you know, like,
I'd like to be the first to award my wonderful wife with the most improved cooking skills award over the past 15 years.
She's learned some things. Huh?
She has. We grow a lot of our own food too. Like,
nice.
I'm kind of glad that we're out of cucumbers now. They just kept coming.
They just kept coming.
Anyway, It's great. No, I don't cook at home that much. And you know, Jennifer kind of, she's okay with it. You know, she does imply or insist that I should on certain occasions. And we have people coming over. Can you make? It's like, sure,
yes.
That would be fine. But yeah, no, she does. She seems does most of the cooking at home and packs our daughter's lunch for school and,
nice.
And you know, all the stuff like that. So
yeah, that's great. So what are you cooking right now?
I'd fall apart, I think, if she wasn't.
Somebody's got to keep it going. Huh?
I actually made butternut risotto for the first time.
Yum.
I was like, well, that sounds... And
butternut squash risotto is delicious.
Yeah, it was
beautiful.
Delicious. Yeah
that's such a great dish.
I do. We do a lot of simple things, but I love like the pasta that they had at the market and just putting in whatever, you know, there's some salmon or shrimp, just something light. And
that's the beauty of having wonderful food that we have access to. It doesn't need to be complicated. No. That's the thing that we're always talking about in classes. It doesn't need to be complicated.
You know, like the 5-ingredient rule. Like,
that's a good
one. Salt doesn't count, but you know, to season it, that can be number 6.
Yeah.
But try to keep it like 5 ingredients.
That. Yeah.
You know, keep it simple.
Especially when you're cooking at home night after night.
Oh, we're living in the motherland of ingredients here. I mean, we're ingredient rich. This area is there's just a plethora of things to work with, and just keeping them real, you know, highlighting them.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Let the food, ingredients speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So as a reminder, so exciting things happening at Baked Alaska. If people want to check out the new menu, can they see that online?
Yeah, it's all updated. It's anywhere you can find our menu online, it's there.
Great. And your website is?
BakedAK.com.
BakedAK.com to check out that new menu. It'll be fun to watch progress with your exciting new baked annex.
As we go, we just have drawings right now.
Yeah. So. How exciting.
So the hope, you know, I don't want to jinx anything, but hopefully in the beginning of next year, look for that. So maybe
that's a good
general
time frame. Yeah.
If you asked me 3 weeks ago, I'd have said, we're up and running. No, it'd be... You know,
we were trying to get the holidays, but it's just, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
It's almost there. So.
Yeah. And then once again, a reminder on Iron Chef. Remind people when and where. And...
Yes, tomorrow night. Doors open at 5 p.m. for silent auction and reserve ticket holders. General admission starts at 6. You can buy tickets at brownpapertickets.com. It's at the Seaside Convention Center. One more plug for a sponsor. The Riverside Inn and the Inn at Seaside are... hospitality sponsors, and they're offering a 15% discount. So if you want to stay the night,
make
a whole evening out of it.
Buy your tickets today.
Yes, buy them today.
They're
faster than they ever have, which is so exciting. So
we don't want you to miss out.
We don't want you
to buy a ticket.
Yeah. And like I said, 100% of your ticket will go right through to the 12 agencies that United Way supports. So, I mean, it's just gets better.
It's a great way to go out and have fun and put money right back into your local community.
Oh, it's a great value. You know, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
Just go.
Absolutely.
Go to it.
Absolutely. Good.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for joining
you.
Us today. I really appreciate it. And thanks. Oh, I do want to just say a reminder, cooking classes at North Coast Food Web. They're on. We just completed our first 5-week basic techniques class. So fun to see people come together and learn some great basic cooking techniques so they can cook things at home with more ease and to have them sit down and share a meal together. It's been really, really fun to watch that come to fruition. Some soup classes coming up, so check us out, northcoastfoodweb.org, to see what is new on the calendar. Thanks again to Jennifer and Chris from Baked Alaska for joining us today. Thanks to our engineer, Marianne, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song. And thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about food on the North Coast.
Sticking.